Jimmy Iovine, the primary produce buyer at Iovine Brothers Produce in the Reading Terminal Market, who hits the wholesale market 3 to 4 times a week, tries not to think about tariffs.
I come to shop with the intention of selling and making sure my customers have what they want.
If supply tightens because of tariffs, though, Iovine will feel the squeeze.
I won't sell something over a certain price, so I try to find a balance, but still I have to pass it on.
John Vina of John Vina Incorporated has an enormous avocado ripening room converting green hard avocados, almost all of which are from Mexico, into whatever level of ripeness a customer, say a restaurant, prefers to have it guacamole ready.
If the Mexican growers can't afford to send product here because of higher tariffs, meaning higher prices to the American people, then they may choose to send it to Europe or other countries, in which case your supply would go down here and prices would go up.
Tom Kovacovich's TM Kovacovich is one of the larger fruit merchants in the U.S. Kovacovich expects tariffs will be mostly eaten by the growers. Steve Tawa, KYW News Radio.